In CI News this week, over 1,000 church leaders across Britain urge Westminster to ditch plans for a full trans-inclusive ban on conversion practices. TikTok comes under fire for pushing 13-year-olds towards pornographic content. And tens of thousands of Christians have taken to the streets in Belfast and Dublin to march for Jesus. Hello and welcome to CI News on the 10th of October. I'm Rhys Curnow. Over 1,000 church leaders across Britain have urged Westminster to ditch plans for a full trans-inclusive ban on conversion practices. An open letter organised by the Institute's Let Us Pray campaign was signed by church workers and over 4,000 other Christians. It told Equalities Minister Olivia Bailey that such a law could criminalise mainstream historic Christian teaching on marriage and sexual ethics and make sharing the gospel with some people illegal. Reverend Dr. Matthew Roberts explained his concerns to Premier Christian Radio.
The campaign, which has now been running for a few years, to criminalise what is called either conversion therapy or sometimes conversion practices. It is really not about trying to end abuse. It's presented as that, but actually it's not about that. It's about trying to make it a criminal offence to oppose LGBT ideology.
In Scotland, of the nearly 6,000 responses to the Scottish Government's consultation on ending conversion practices, 54% opposed a ban, 45% were in favour, with 1% unsure. Although a majority disagree with broad proposals to ban conversion practices, the SNP still intends to introduce legislation should a UK government bill not go far enough. TikTok has come under fire for pushing 13-year-olds towards pornographic content. According to investigations by Global Witness, the 7 accounts it created found search suggestions that directed people to pornography, despite restricted mode being active. The group reported that though each user told TikTok they were 13, all of them found pornographic material just a small number of clicks after setting up the account. In all instances of hardcore pornography, the content had been manipulated to evade restrictions. Some videos were shown within another video, and some search terms were misleadingly titled. Global Witness emphasised that TikTok is responsible for its search algorithms, not just for removing pornographic material. The Online Safety Act requires TikTok to protect minors from pornographic content. In this case, the platform wasn't just showing such content to a minor, but actively directing them to it when the account user had zero previous search or watch history. Almost half of adults in Britain gambled in the past month, according to new statistics from the Gambling Commission. The annual survey on gambling harm revealed that 2.7% of adults in the UK, around 1.4 million people, experience problem gambling, an increase of around 100,000 from the previous year. It identified slot machines and in-play sports betting, where customers bet on a sports game in real time, as particularly harmful. Chief Executive of the Gambling Commission, Andrew Rhodes, said the findings provide crucial insight into risk profiles among those who gamble most frequently. Will Prohaska, director of the Coalition to End Gambling Ads, warned that the Commission releases these statistics as if nothing is wrong, but there's something very wrong when over a million people have a gambling problem and millions more are being harmed. Families up and down the country are being torn apart to deliver profits for big gambling corporations. And finally, tens of thousands of Christians have taken to the streets in Belfast and Dublin to march for Jesus. The March for Jesus in Belfast saw around 8,000 people take to the streets in August. In Dublin, at the end of September, an estimated 25,000 people marched to proclaim Jesus is King. The marches were organised by Pastor John Ahern from All Nations Church in Dublin. He described them as an evangelical initiative, not an ecumenical one, aiming to proclaim the love of Christ through public witness, worship and prayer. The march was described as an extravagant worship celebration for Jesus in full public view.
Just because we legalize what is wrong doesn't make it right, nor does it protect us from the inevitable consequences. The wages of sin is death. And so we are here today to proclaim the answer. Jesus Christ is the answer.
To explore these stories and much more, visit our website, christian.org.uk, and be sure to subscribe and follow us across our social media channels. Thanks for watching. Have a blessed weekend.